Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I really, nothing I can tell you. The update probably that I probably want to give, Bo, just would be that there's nothing season-ending or long-term. You know, everything else is either day-to-day. Something might stretch into a week-to-week.
John Harbaugh talking about injuries reluctantly. And week-to-week is Kyle Van Noy with the hamstring.
Mm-hmm.
And that started to get reported throughout the national news media prior to the doubleheader Monday Night Football. So Kyle Van Noy was having a hell of a game, Vinny, for the
first
quarter and a half.
He was dominating that. He was kicking the crap out of that right tackle, Bob.
But he's going to be out for, I'm assuming, at least the game. Let's go with that, right?
I'm guessing 3 weeks.
And then Marlon Humphrey is who John was referring to with an ankle. And didn't that, what, game to game, week to week, hour to hour?
He didn't say if it was
month to month,
high ankle or low ankle or what. But, I mean, Bob, I mean, this is, you got Amon St. Brown and Jameson Williams coming in. You would prefer to have, you know, Marlon playing this week, but probably not happening.
Yeah, so those are two guys that could be on the shelf for Monday night's game against the Lions. Ravens 5.5-point favorites in that ball game. And Rasheen Ali got his bell rung on the opening kickoff, and he left. And we've been talking for 2 weeks about Keaton Mitchell being inactive for games. I would assume, depending on how the protocol goes for Ali, that Keaton Mitchell might see his first game action of 2025.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Bob, if you look at it, and if Likely doesn't play, we can give the inactives already. Likely, Ricard, Ali, Humphrey, and Van Noy.
Yeah.
Those are your inactives.
No doubt. But with Van Noy inactive, that means David Ajabo then, like Mitchell with Ali.
Yep.
David Ajabo could be up.
He will
for
be.
Detroit.
Yeah, he's got to be up because he's going to need an extra rusher. They just, they're going to, Mike Green, I liked a couple things he did in the game. You know, and like Harb said, he's a young kid and he's still learning, but he's thinking way too much. You know, he's just not turning it loose like he did in the preseason. I thought against those two tackles from Cleveland that sucked, I thought he would turn it loose. But he had the tight end over there sometimes, which made it difficult. I just want him in those third down. Just turn it. Just use your speed. Use your get off. He's got an awesome get off, you know, and he's not using it. He's like rocking back and like he's thinking too much. Just, you know, and hopefully this week, you know, he can crank it up. Just line up on the defensive right side, not the defensive left side, because they're right tackle, Bob. He's very good.
Detroit, you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Teddy Buchanan, also heard John Harbaugh talk about him. And Teddy Buchanan was drafted this year, and he has, at least he did on Sunday, supplanted Trent Simpson as the starting linebacker next to Roquan Smith. And, you know, John Harbaugh did praise him, and rightfully so. But, you know, you want him to continue to ascend in a positive way, but I'm assuming this week they're also trying to get Trent Simpson straightened out to whatever level he can be straightened out to.
I just don't think, Bob, it's you can, you know, you're either got natural instincts or you don't. And Teddy does. Buchanan's got instincts. Not like, nobody's got instincts like Roquan, you know, but Teddy Buchanan has good instincts. And he does a nice job in the pass stuff. And you know where Simpson does good, Bob? He's got two tackles on special teams. And he played, what, 15 snaps? You know, and he played, I think it was mostly passing situations.
Yeah,
so
and he
uses
got in that stat sheet a little bit.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's all right in the right. You blitz him. If you're going to have him in for the run stop, blitz him so he doesn't have to think. And then the pass stuff, let him use his athleticism.
Yeah, Penei Sewell, by the way, is the right tackle for the Detroit Lions. And we also heard John Harbaugh talking about the Browns stacking the box, take away the run, which we talked a lot about yesterday. Ravens did not get anything generated on the ground, only 45 yards as a team. Now, Detroit, right, Swift got his stuff for the Bears late because the game is kind of puppy pants there after a while. But we'll see what the philosophies will be there for a Detroit team that's coming off a very impressive win after getting dominated by Green Bay in week one. And the last time they were here, yeah, two different teams, but same head coaches, a lot of the same personnel.
Yep.
How does what Detroit are we seeing? The one that showed their offensive abilities against the beleaguered Bears defense? Or is it a team somewhere in between? And for the Ravens, look, they put 40 points on the board in two games, but they're only 1-1.
Yeah.
So what defense will show up against that offense?
Well, definitely going to need some type of pass rush. And I think they're going to have to be the aggressive defense that shows up. And Bob, the other thing, Detroit's a different team indoors than they are outdoors. You know, Detroit at home is damn good. They went on the road to Green Bay and stunk it up. So hopefully they're coming outside and we'll stink it up. But they've got skill. They got talent. Got to be able to stop the run, you know, with Gibbs and Montgomery. You know, that's going to be key. And then they're going to have to, you know, you got one receiver, Williams, that can fly. And Amon St. Brown is kind of like a Zay Flowers type guy.
All right, he does a little bit of everything. Yeah. He's one of the premier dudes in the NFL. And to your point about Detroit leaving the confines of Ford Field, it's not like they lose because of weather. Green Bay, that was a nice day. Last time they were here, mm-hmm. a little colder, but it wasn't like it was snow and rain in the forecast, and it's expected to be nice on Monday night in downtown Baltimore. So it's not a weather-related thing. It's just their comfortability level seems to be higher at home, like most teams.
Yeah, and I think the key was Chicago, Bob, got no pressure on the quarterback. You know, and he threw, you know, they scored 52 points. Green Bay had a ton of pressure on him. And that's going to be the key. You know, the key is going to be Ravens get pressure on him. And then, you know, they're going to have a chance to get an interception or so. And I think make things difficult. So we'll see. I mean, the pressure is going to be on the Mike Greens and, you know, always got to start to show up. And the Jabo and, you know, Tavius Robinson, those guys, and then Zach Orr, too, because you're probably going to have to scheme some stuff.
Yeah, lack of a pass rush is going to be detrimental to success for the Ravens because Goff, like Joe Flacco, is not the most mobile quarterback, but he's accurate as hell.
Yeah,
and he has way more to choose from in regards to who he's going to throw to or hand it to than the Browns do at this stage.
Well, Bob, right now, I mean, it's only been 2 weeks, but the Ravens defense ranked 25th in sacks.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
With three. Last year, the last 2 years, they've been 1-2.
Yeah.
So they got a little work to do there.
Yeah. And is there anything else in regards to Ravens through two games that would make Campbell think that I'm seeing a lot of flaws within this ball club here? Because if we look at stats just based on what they've accumulated, Lamar's quarterback rating is almost 140.
Right.
I mean, Henry didn't have a game against Cleveland, but he had a monster game against Buffalo. Zay Flowers is off to an incredible start. But they've got some pretty good secondary guys to choose from there defensively. And they can get after the quarterback when, you know, they're on their full complement of players.
Yeah. You know, Hutchinson's only got one sack for them. So they hadn't gotten a lot of sacks either. So I don't anticipate them getting many sacks. I mean, are they going to bring pressure? Bob, their two corners are, like the second and third leading tacklers on a football team, which is not a good sign. That means, you know, they don't have interceptions and they don't have pass defense. That means that their corners are tackling a lot of receivers that are catching balls, you know, because Adunzie had a big game against them, you know, on Sunday. So it's going to be, I can't wait to dive into the film on Detroit and see what they look like. But I mean, you've been mentioning for a couple weeks, Bob. I mean, they've replaced their center and both guards, you know, so we'll see how those guys look.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.